The following is a Stick Boy We Talk production.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
I am the man.
If you're the man, what the rock is talking. Woo! The best there is.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the One Fall Podcast, Joshua Adam Lee Marathon with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
This is the first real debut of this podcast where we're not talking Japan, we're not talking Ring of Honor, we're not even talking WWE. We're talking about the first show.
AEW.
We just need that chanted every time Vince appears on screen. Every time.
I am very excited for this. This pay-per-view is just going to be a breath of fresh air in the wrestling world. It just feels like a revolution, the way the Bucks had. Not to get too sappy or anything, but everything they've been talking about, but it really feels just so monumental and so important, this pay-per-view.
It's in the swim.
Yeah, and the irony in some ways is that they had, I think the big deal, and we kind of hit on this before with their TV stuff, is that they, during Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals for the NBA, they had an ad on. I didn't expect it to be this early for an ad, did you?
No, I'm shocked.
And the funny thing is that, well, they may get promotion on Saturday. They'll also be going against, Turner will kind of be going against itself, because Game 6, a clinching game that could send the Toronto Raptors to the NBA Finals, will be going against Double or Nothing. But I'm sure diehard wrestling fans, you're going to be all in, no pun intended, to watch that. And if not, I'm sure there's plenty of ways to watch it after. I know I'll be one of those people that unfortunately won't be able to watch it live, because I'll be doing the basketball game with other job duties I have, but I'll be watching it after for sure. And it's just an exciting time right now. And to see them get that ad at a crucial part of the basketball game, it's the fourth quarter, Kawhi Leonard's at the line trying to put the Raptors ahead, and then the Double or Nothing ad comes up. The exposure is getting more and more real. They were on the Bill Simmons, they were mentioned on Bill Simmons' podcast this week as a real threat to the WWE. It's getting crazy, Joel.
Yeah, who would imagine a essentially 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, it was 2 or 3 years ago to the day yesterday, that Cody was released by WWE. The Young Bucks started a YouTube show. Kenny Omega was making his rise as being one of the main guys in Japan.
And then, like, 2 years ago, almost now, that Jericho was given the second match on a WrestleMania card that made him change his mind of his outlook in the business.
And that's why he did the Japan shows, which went so well that he just enjoyed them so much that he started doing more.
Yep.
There's so many things that fell into place. All In worked beautifully. Like, it was a great show, and it just everything clicked with it. This is just the everything coming together. You see the MGM Grant, and you see it decked out in All Elite Wrestling. This is no small potatoes. They're definitely doubling down, and they're going all in on this. And that's a big deal. That's massive. Whether it works or not, we're going to find out in 6 months where they are. We're going to see where their numbers are. We're going to see their product. And this is going to really dictate where things go moving forward. But this can only be a good thing for pro wrestling. This can only be a good thing for guys. One of the things we were going to talk about was that AEW will have drug testing for all performers. So it means that we know what WWE's drug testing is, so it'll be interesting to see how this works for All Elite Wrestling and how this impacts performers, and if there's some issues down the line, or if we start hearing. They really have two roads they can go down. They can become very much like WWE behind the scenes with just very shady things and questionable decisions, or they can try to uphold as close to it possible as morals and values that would be good to have for a company. It's going to be really interesting to see where this all stands, but as of right now, this is a damn good thing for pro wrestling.
It's a fantastic thing, and Jericho was kind of hitting on, Jericho did a talk to Jericho going solo, when he put a really good point too. He's like, our locker room hasn't even came together. He's like, I've seen people here and there, but we haven't gotten together as a locker room even. He's like, Saturday is going to be the first time we have our locker room together.
That's a big
deal. So he's like, yeah, he's like, we have this TV deal on TNT, and we're going to get all this promotion, and we're on ITV, which I should say, like, ITV in England is like the equivalent of an NBC or an ABC, and they're going to be running a mini documentary before, kind of, and they've shot stuff for, like, interviews and everything. Like, Jericho shot interviews, Cody, Bucks, Kenny have shot, like, interviews, and it's a documentary that'll be airing in ITV, so I'm sure a lot of us will try to chase that down afterwards, but he just decided, like, it's just pretty crazy that we have all this buildup, and it's like, some of us are going to meet each other for the first time on our first pay-per-view ever. It's like, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing with that is they're talking, there's a real possibility of doing English UK pay-per-views.
Oh yeah. And yeah, Cody was asked that, I think, on a mailbag.
Yeah, and he had that wink wink.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have ones in England. I'm sure they'll have ones in Canada. I'm sure it's not going to be limited. The only thing hope that we have for Canada is that it's just not in Eastern Canada, that they do come out west.
Yeah, well, Winnipeg is close. So just,
yes.
Just, and the history in Calgary, just come on down. You know, we've talked a lot of positives, but I want to be negative, Josh. I want to be negative for a moment.
Sure.
So, with all this great thing, may come the end of something simply beautiful.
Yeah.
With the rise of the weekly TV tapings and pay-per-views and everyone getting super busy, we may see the end of BTE. And if that's the case, then that'll be a damn shame, because we'll miss out on Joey Ryan's funeral. The DM from Kenny Omega. That was a direct troll job on Seth Rollins.
Marty and Flip take Japan.
There's so many. You could honestly, I think we could have a whole episode just going through the different moments and memories from BT. Arthur and Trevor, is it? Arthur and Trevor?
Who? It's definitely not Kaz and Daniels.
He's no way. Are they going to be on? Are they going to be unemployed if they don't have BT anymore?
I don't know. I mean, they were used to Double or Nothing, so maybe they'll be used on the show.
Hopefully. I hope to see them.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a shame, but man, you just think what these guys did with what was originally just going to be a vlog.
It's funny. I spent some time going back and watching the originals the last few days, just because I remember it was 2 years ago. My girlfriend was out in Toronto visiting family, and I had some downtime to just like binge something or whatever. And I went back and binged. I think at that time there was 50 episodes of BT, and just binged them that whole time that she was gone. And I kind of went back and I watched the first few episodes. And it's like you were saying, it's just like it's like, oh yeah, we're traveling here and here, and it really doesn't get into like any weird stuff or storyline stuff until like 20, and then Adam Cole is still there at that point as well. And
Adam Cole's ghost will no longer haunt the internet.
No.
Where do you?
I
think
do miss
you're
Marty
going?
So much though. I miss Marty so much. Marty, the more and more I watch it, obviously the Bucks are great in that show. I think Marty was the star of BTE.
He's going to be, as far as I'm concerned, I figure he'll probably be there for the... we don't know exactly when his contract's up, but I can foresee them.
It's the end of fall, Meltzer said.
He's going to be there at AEW. He's absolutely...
I think the first Turner show is Marty's first show.
And that's amazing, because...
Yeah.
Marty, absolutely. Oh man, I miss Marty now, just thinking about it.
I guess if you're going to think about that October show, October, September, August, I would assume if WWE's going to do cuts, that they're going to happen in the next handful of weeks. If not, no one's getting cut.
I don't think
because they're not going to let anybody be on that first TNT show after what happened with Luger.
Yeah, well, when CM Punk shows up on that show.
I was going to say, it's probably going to be Punk. Jericho has mentioned Punk a lot lately.
Pardon?
Jericho has dropped CM Punk's name a lot more than he ever has in the past. And so has JR, and so have other people from AEW.
I think
when referencing wrestlers, they're saying CM Punk a lot.
Man, if they got him and Moxley, that's just two massive stars that you have that I think...
Does Mox have a 90 days no compete?
Nope, because he's just done.
Right. He so he can be
at the end of his contract. Yep.
Right. So he could be there. I don't think he'll be at this show, do you?
No, but here's the thing. Like we've seen David Arquette on BT. I kind of wanted him there.
Here's the thing with Arquette. I think he has done a really good job this past year of at least giving wrestling a go and slaying himself to be like, this is something I loved and I was a joke. At least now he's like in the business and that's somewhat respectable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got him, you've got Sean Spears, Ty Dillinger. They've removed any real surprises for this battle royale. So you gotta imagine...
Is Arquette in it now? I thought Arquette wasn't in it.
Well, just he could be, he might not.
We'll right. Oh, he could. Yeah, yeah.
It's just. You gotta have some surprises, so I'm curious to see. Moxley could be there, Punk could be there. I have my doubts on both, but I feel like they've been hinting that they could have some surprises. Who knows, maybe the NXT roster could show up and we could have an amalgamation of AEW and NXT, and this could be Hunter's contract could be up and he's just taking NXT with him. Doesn't matter what contract.
Glacier's in this battle royal, which is amazing.
Pardon?
Glacier's in the battle royale, which is amazing. I haven't seen Glacier for so long.
It's gonna be fun. That's one thing. I mean, you're gonna get more exposure to a guy like Jungle Boy,
Jack Evans.
You're gonna get to see Sammy Guevara and Kip Sabin. There's a lot of guys you're gonna get to see for the first time. Lucha Bros and the young. Do you want to get to the card? Is there? We can't.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Because we got to talk about change to the card. They had a subject to change.
Right. Yeah. So this is kind of negative, kind of positive, I guess. I haven't got a chance to see the match. Did you see the match?
I have.
Okay. Cool. You can talk about that then.
So we were supposed to get Pac and Hangman, but apparently Cody didn't have the stomach, and he didn't want to make it about himself. Even though he kept mentioning himself, but it was the Bucks and Cody that were trolling Hangman Page and were recording him and had sent the Michael's secret sauce or secret juice to Hangman, and he felt like it was anabolic, and they gave him a motivating speech and they're like, "You are full gear ready already." So Hangman took it upon himself to fly out to the UK to take on Pac in an impromptu match that was supposed to happen on Sunday. And just when it looked like Hangman was going to get the win, Pac low-blowed the referee and beat Hangman's leg with a chair, thus leaving us with no match because Pac said he is not going to All Elite Wrestling and he will not be there at Double or Nothing. Which
Jericho threw him under the bus in the podcast, by the way.
Did he? What did he say? Ooh,
he was kind of said that he's a selfish asshole.
I mean, here's
he
the
said
thing.
He's like you've self booked yourself into two different companies now. Congratulations.
I don't know. I don't think the dealings with Pac are done. I just think that the Dragon Gate title ultimately, because the issue was they didn't want Pac to lose, and it sounded like Pac was supposed to beat Hangman regardless, but it would be a problem because the next match they would build to is Pac versus Omega, and they didn't want Omega to lose. That was the issue. I mean, you can sit there, and there were a ton of hate for AEW for all of this. And talking
Which about, I don't
this
get.
Is what happens when the boys book the boys and see they can't figure their stuff out. How dare they want to I guess the EVP Page didn't want to do a job when he should have. It's just a bunch of garbage. The internet's toxic.
Yeah.
But except our site. Our site's nice. You can go there.
Yeah. I think there is going to be, some speed bumps along the way. It's unfortunate that it was before their show, but this is this is the handful of guys that started this from believing in themselves and doing an internet blog. So sorry if one match didn't work out the way they did from a guy that had, and this is the learning curve for them, right?
Yeah.
Pac has a history of this now with WWE, and now he may have a history of this with them. And it's a learning curve. And Jericho has said that too. Like, everything is a learning curve. It's like when you and I have done this podcast, certain things we've learned that work and don't work, right? And our site's under construction right now, and shouts to Mo for that. He's killing it. But I'm sure he's like, things that work and things that don't work. It's like anything else. So they learned how the situation like this could happen. All sense of it, this is a very young company. Tony Khan is dealing probably with OTAs right now for the Jaguars and who they're going to keep and who they're going to cut. And he's running a wrestling company.
And a football team.
And Fulham football too, right. I don't know if it's transfer season or not yet. But anyways, he's running that too. So all things considering, the way they handled it and the result from it, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that speech from Cody was great, and seeing Hangman walk around in full gear was fantastic, and just when his music came out, and when it's a great music, like, you feel like Hangman Page is a star. You feel like he's a guy that the Bucks are going to press, and Cody's going to press, and I feel like this is one of the big guys that you can build AEW around. Because that's the other thing you got to look at is, yes, you have Jericho, yes, you have Kenny, yes, you have the Bucks and Cody, but they're all older. Having a guy like Hangman, and eventually having a guy like Marty, and eventually potentially having a guy like Flip Gordon can all be guys that can be the flag bearers for the next generation for you. So they're thinking present about the present, but they're also thinking about the future. And I think Hangman's a good example of the future for AEW.
Yeah, you brought up his music. His music's so fantastic. I really love his music, because I did watch maybe the first 5 minutes or so of that match. I will say too, like, I didn't really know what their YouTube was. So if anything, it helped me know what their YouTube is now. Yeah. So I can, you know, like I said, like, I am on Saturday, I'm going to be watching the Raptors game, but I have time to at least watch the pre-show. So that's cool. Now I know where I can watch the pre-show before I watch the Raptors game, the Raptors and Bucks game on Saturday. And I think they're giving you a lot of good stuff on the pre-show.
Yep. Just quick note. I love that Hangman put the VHS tape into the desk. And
just, that was amazing.
I think if Marty's the best from BT, I think Hangman's the second.
Yeah. Hangman has his underrated. Shouts to you, though. That music, I was thinking through, like, really good theme song music. In a week where, like, you know, we had Cesaro's new theme song, it's like, I don't think they're ever going to get Cesaro's theme song correct in WWE. I really liked the first one they had with, like, the Swiss rap. I thought that was pretty good. They just nailed Hangman's. It's crazy, too, is before we get into this card, a lot of these guys haven't wrestled in, like, 5 matches. Kenny's last match, realistically, was against Tanahashi.
It is his last match.
Jericho's last match was against Nieto. The Bucks' last match was, I mean, probably it was also there. And
it
the
was
Bucks,
AAA, Lucha Bros.
They're not counting it as a match, though, which is weird.
Really?
No, they're like, we haven't fought since the Tokyo Dome. And I'm trying to think, like, obviously, like, the Sammy Guevara's and Jack Evans has been on MLW, and Pillman's been on MLW, so as well.
Before we get to the card, can we give a shout-out to, or not a shout-out, just an angry, stern warning? Do not give chocolate to Pharaoh.
Yeah, come on, MGF.
That asshole is just...
I love sassy Brandy.
we talk about futures for AEW. MJF is another guy that's absolutely
going to be a massive
player for you guys down the line.
Well, let's get into the match that he's in. And by the way, I love this card because I don't know a lot of people on this card, but I'm still super excited about it. It's actually pretty sad, Joel. I'm just kind of realizing this now. Our inflections on our WWE pod compared to our inflections of this pod. If you just kind of want to know the excitement of what AEW is doing right now, just go and check out our excitement level talking about Money in the Bank and everything that WWE has, and then our excitement levels of this. It's night and day. So let's talk about the 21 Battle Royal. Before I give all the participants, let's talk about the TBAs. Sean Spears was one of them.
And so is Luchasaurus, which is a great name. The four other TBAs, I want you to give me your four predictions of who those people could be.
Like Joey Ryan.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that.
I don't know.
I think Scott Steiner could be one.
That would be amazing. Okada.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
I don't know what people would do. Well, just a
Hangman?
Hangman, yeah, I potentially think could be Hangman.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you were gonna say somebody else?
Moxley, maybe. Maybe it could be Moxley versus Jericho for the title. Maybe they could have an Ambrose Asylum match.
Tommy.
Yeah.
It won't be Bully because he's with under contract with ROH.
Yeah.
It won't be trying to think of any like we're not gonna get like they're not this. This is AEW, so like I've seen some people like, oh, it's Kevin Nash. I'm like, no.
No.
They're not getting those type of people. But if you're gonna go like older, you could see like maybe a Carlito potentially.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe an MVP. I know MVP said he's retiring in the next 2 years. David Arquette is entirely possible. I think you're right. I would say probably Joey Ryan, probably Hangman, and then I'm trying to think. Could we see Kenta?
No.
Or do you think they kind of had a handshake agreement that you go back to Noah?
Yeah. I don't think we'll see them.
And don't think that you're going to see Punk in that because Punk is calling MMA in California.
Yeah, he's busy.
So if he is going to do anything, it would be in the last match, if at all possible.
And I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think so either. Like some people are like, well, he could take a plane to Vegas. I'm like, I do think CM Punk will be on an AEW broadcast by the end of the year now. Actually do. But I think it's the TNT one.
Yeah, that's a big deal. He'll be the Lex Luger.
Yeah, it'll be him and Marty will be the two big ones. Anyways, so let's talk about the talented roster on here. Sonny Kiss, who I think is going to get really over, and it's really cool to have him. By the way, too, like you're going to notice in this card, unlike WWE, AEW is a very open company, and them how they've been able to use the LGBT community in this has been fantastic. Sonny Kiss is one of those participants. I think he's going to get over. I think people are going to really like Sonny Kiss. He's a super talented performer. Brandon Cutler, if you didn't cry, if you weren't emotional in that BTE from Monday, I don't think you have a soul. Ace Romero, Glacier, Brian Pillman, Sony Days, MGF.
Just stop you there. You mentioned Brian Pillman Jr., and that's another name that if AEW's got them and he's not locked under contract with MLW, that's another massive name to get.
Mm-hmm. Sony Days, MGF, Joey Janela, who will be having a show the day after. He'll be having a spring break on the Sunday, right? This Sunday?
I believe so.
Dustin Thomas, I believe that's the one, that's the gentleman with no legs?
I think so.
Yeah, which is awesome. Billy Gunn, Jimmy Havoc, Michael Nakasawa.
Another gift from BTE.
Jungle Boy. Two names I don't know now. Isaiah Cassidy. Familiar with him, Joel?
Nope.
And then Mark Queen. And then Luchasaurus, which is my favorite name ever. And then Sean Spears, the former Ty Dillinger.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm all in for this.
My best guess is that this is Hangman in this. And that the thing is, though, like, you would think they already knew who the winner of this would be before Hangman's match happened, though, right?
Yeah. Because this is who's going to challenge for the challenge either Kenny or Jericho for the AEW World title.
So my guess is that out of like these, I think it's one of the TBAs personally.
Yeah, I do too.
And if it's not one of the TBAs, the only person I could say, there's two, because I don't know what Pillman's deal is. So it would probably be MGF or Sean Spears.
Yeah. I think those are safe. Joey Janela is another one that maybe could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also in the pre-show, by the way, too, like, I really like the concept of this battle royale. It's a different look on it. I like kind of the wild card of the 21. I like the four people in for the Rumble. And again, I think it's a great idea to put this on the YouTube pre-show, because Battle Royal is such an easy gimmick to get people that are casual wrestling fans into it. And, well, they're not my – the only, like, name for wrestling fans, I guess, is Billy Gunn. Once you get to see someone like Sonny Kiss, he's going to take your attention, because Sonny Kiss just steals the screen. And MGF will do the same. And people are going to see Glacier and be like, what the hell?
Yeah, there's going to be – I think that's going to be said a few times.
I think Jungle Boy, too, is a guy that can steal the screen as well.
He's another blue chipper that they've got. They got a lot of blue chippers.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Havoc, I don't really... I'm sure he'll be fine in this, but it's not the kind of match that he can really show his main skill.
I'm glad they're rated 14A, because he's going to do some hardcore stuff that'll be very...
Is David Starr signed to anyone, Joel?
No, but he likes being independent, so I imagine they're not going to get him, but...
I'm just putting him as an asterisk as a possible TBA.
That could be really cool.
Then also on the pre-show, we have Kip Sabian for Sammy Guevara. That Sammy Guevara is a really annoying asshole.
I imagine Sammy's probably going to get a win here.
Yeah, I don't know much about Kip Sabian. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't even have a Wikipedia page yet. Nothing that matters, but there's quite a few talents on here that don't yet, but it's funny, we'll be knowing wrestling names within the next 6 months.
I know. That's crazy.
So there's that. And then we get to the main show. I agree with you, Sammy. Then we get to the main show. It's two guys that did not want to be in that battle royale. It's the best friends of Chucky and Trent Beretta against Angelico and Calgary's own Jack Evans.
Oh, best friends are going to win, but...
Yeah.
You could see it going either way, but... I expect Trent Beretta to die at some point.
Yeah, Angelico is super talented. He's only 32 years old. Jack Evans, really happy for this guy. By the way, he's not Calgary, Alberta's own. Damn you, Chris Jericho. He's born in California. But he's been around the Calgary area quite a bit. This match is going to be really fun. Angelico, I've heard a lot about, so I'm really excited to see him wrestle.
Yeah.
See what he can bring. I agree with you with the best friends, though. Then we have a six-woman tag match. This was done and pushed by Kenny Omega. So also, this Jericho podcast just added a lot of information. So Brandi, obviously, is a big part of the women's division. And then the other part of the women's division for building it is Kenny Omega.
That's not a bad name to have helping you build a women's division.
No, so, and I apologize if I unfortunately butcher some of these women's names. And I don't think Joel and I will make a pick on this because we just don't know these talents. But I trust Kenny. I'm picking these talents, and it'll be a good match. Agree with that, Joel?
Yeah.
Because we cannot pick a winner in this, because we don't know. But we have Aja Khan, Yoko Sazuko, Emu Shikura versus Hikaru Shida, Ryo Ababi, and Ryo Mizunumi. So, should be a fun match. Trust Kenny Omega on it.
Trust the cleaner.
Next up, we have the next female match. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, and Kylie Rae.
I'm going to go with Nyla Rose.
Yeah, are they gonna push her to make her like the dominant presence of the female division, I'm wondering. Or I'm picking Kylie because I think they're going to try to make her their ultimate babyface in that division.
See, you got to take a few losses to build up that baby face. So
for Kylie, you think? Yeah, they could do that too. I think both of us don't. They don't need the Britt win because she's the name.
Yeah, she's in a good spot right now. I mean, this division also has Penelope Ford, so that's another name that you could really build up.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's not in anything.
She'll probably just be
Chanel in the Battle Royale, I guess.
Yeah, that could be exactly where she pops up.
By the way, too, that Battle Royale, just from going back to that press conference, Janela and MGF kind of had that stare off, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a spot between the two of them in the Battle Royale.
And hey, if Hangman's in there, then he could have to deal with the ghost of Joey Ryan and Joey Janela.
Oh, man, good call. Then we have SCU versus the Strong Hearts, which is Chima, T-Hawk and El Ligman. I have the Strong Hearts winning this match.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm sorry, SCU, but you're in a little bit of trouble tonight.
Really excited to see them. I've heard a lot of positive things about them.
I think this is that you want to debut them and make them look really good and just get more people interested, because those are that could be potentially one of the big stars in your company and you don't even realize it yet.
Then we have the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros of Penta El Zero and Phoenix for the AAA World Tag Team Championships.
I'm sorry, but there won't be too much of a superkick party tonight, because the Lucha Bros are taking back the AAA title.
Yeah, I agree. Although, what is this move?
I don't know. I need to know.
Like, they already do Indie Taker and the Meltzer Drive, for which are both bonkers moves. What the hell is this move?
It's going to be the John Cena, just the sixth move of Doom. Just
I hope so. Yeah, I agree with you with the Lucha Bros. I wish we weren't agreed on so much, but that's just the way it is. Then we have Cody versus Dustin Rhodes.
It depends. So if this is Dustin's last match, then Cody's winning. If this isn't Dustin's last match, then Dustin's winning. That's really the factor in all of this.
I think Dustin's winning.
Yeah. I can see it either way. I think there's a long-term story. I could also see Cody pairing off with Jericho after this.
Yeah, again, there's something that Jericho has kind of said. Like, Jericho's been talking a lot about the views that he said that Double or Nothing video is the highest one they've had when Jericho and Cody go head-to-head. And that's something they've obviously been building on the Nightmare Family and the Road to Double or Nothing videos is Jericho and Cody. So I wouldn't be shocked if they go that way.
I wouldn't pull the trigger just yet, but that's something I'd keep in mind.
I think Dustin's going to win this, and maybe it's his. Maybe instead of him going on his back, this is kind of his big moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the main event, and the winner of this will face the winner of the Battle Royale for the future AEW Championship. It's Alpha versus Omega 2, Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega.
It's the cleaner. I think the cleaner is going to win.
Wow, you're going with Omega. So Jericho's going to lose twice then to him, hey?
Yeah, yeah. Wins and losses don't matter to Jericho. Jericho's kind of Teflon. And I just... You've got one of the best horses in wrestling. Why not use him for your world champion?
I'm going with Chris Jericho.
Both are viable options. I mean, nothing's going to hurt... neither are going to hurt you long term. Because... For all we know, they could have Jon Moxley as their first AEW champion based on the Battle Royale. So this is just another part. There's a lot of unpredictability with this card. Some of it's predictable, but some of it's like, okay, well, if they're going, depends on what way they're going. I feel like a fan. Like, I really feel like a fan. I'm interested to see how I feel post-show. But as of right now, I'm really excited for what we've got.
I'm just excited to see Kenny Omega wrestle again.
I know, it's been too long.
It's been way too long. Like, it just, he had such a good match with Tanahashi at the Tokyo Dome, and to go this long without Kenny Omega, and basketball fans in Canada and the States now, just with all the ads in Canada for the Omega Man, and then today, are more and more people asking, who is this Kenny Omega I keep on hearing of? And he was actually... The name that Bill Simmons dropped about AEW wrestlers was Kenny Omega. That was the name of the wrestler. He didn't mention the Bucks, I don't think, but he mentioned Kenny Omega.
That tells you something.
Yeah. So, I mean, Bill Simmons' podcast is probably one of the top five downloaded podcasts on iTunes, and him kind of mentioning AEW and how impressed he was with everything they've done as a company and that he's going to be tuning in. Well, I think much like myself and other NBA reporters, they'll be watching that and then watching that after. But it is premier viewing at some point in that night because of what this card is going to bring in, what it means going forward. And I'm sure Vince McMahon is going to be keeping an eye rather through his advisors or himself, more likely the advisors.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what ripple effect this has and where we are 6 months later from now. We might be miserable AEW fans.
It could be.
Anything can happen, but I'd like to lean on the side of positive.
I will quote the great American philosopher Korg. The revolution has begun.
They just need Korg and Mink in the battle royale.
Wherein, yeah. All right, anything else, Joel, before we get out of here?
No, that's everything.
AEW. All right, well, everyone, enjoy Double or Nothing. Enjoy this great. And if you're going to start, if you're there, enjoy StarCast and everything they get to bring. Conrad Thompson has done a tremendous job of building up everything that StarCast has to do, despite Vince and the WWE getting their way, taking away some people. There's still some awesome events that you're going to be able to experience with StarCast, and you can check it all out on the Fight app as well. They have some of those podcasts and the great stuff if you're not able to make it up to Vegas to experience what StarCast comes to bring. And then, obviously, you get everything from AEW also on Fight app. If not, just go to pay-per-view and get it. By the way, really quickly, one thing I want to say is there's a lot of fans complaining about the price of this pay-per-view. This is what wrestling used to be, people. Just get some friends together and pitch in the money.
They're saying that wrestling fans have friends.
This is true. I love Dave Meltzer's quote. His Lance Storm chirped in. He's like, just chip in and get some friends. He's like, I don't understand. He's like, Lance, you forget. Wrestling fans have no friends. They just stare in front of a computer and complain.
It's essentially what we do, so.
Yeah, this is true.
Wrestling fans nailed it in one sketch. Wrestling fans are a very rare breed to find.
Yeah, I still think Edge and Christian and that one sketch. Oh, I'm waiting to see what Meltzer says.
This is what we wait for.
All right, everyone, enjoy Double or Nothing. Until next time, cheers.
It's enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Enjoy the day, people. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.